Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, right in the middle, again between the Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak.
So it's a time Rav Huna holds like that, and who is the other man, the Yama? Rav Yitzchak. And Rav Yitzchak holds by Kat, that's totally in the urine. Now that Gemara Lema, Rav Huna, Rav Yitzchak, the Plukta, the Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda Kamiflegi. Let's say their Machlokes is a toll and a Machlokes Tanoim. Screw this, will be a kasha. If you have a Machlokes Tanoim, usually you don't make a Machlokes Amaroim, and the same Machlokes, you have a Machlokes Tanoim. So why we're having a machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak? Do you go boss at the beginning of Shabbos by Hilchos Erevin, or do you go boss no the Mitzias? What happens in the middle of Shabbos? So the same machlokes is a machlokes Tanoim, Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda. The Tanan, Chotzer Shenifritzo Mishtei Ruchaser. He had a chotzer that had material at the beginning of Shabbos. It had four walls to it. Now in the middle of Shabbos, both sides opened up.
What? Huh?
Yeah. 245. You have a chotzer that on two sides of the wall caved in. The same thing you can have a house. Shenifritso mishtei ruchasel. From both sides, two sides of the wall, it caved in on Shabbos. So come to say the now, there shouldn't be a heter to metal in this house on Shabbos, which you don't have four good walls on this house on Shabbos. So what's the law? Are you still allowed to carry inside on Shabbos or not? Shrashi, Chotze Shenifrit Sob B'Shabbos Mishtei Ruchasir. The Vosha Perek called Gagas, My Time and Look at Bez Ruchasir. We'll see later why it puts off your two Ruchasir. A couple of the Pshat is that the way it is right now, there wouldn't be a Heter to Metaltel. No, the only Tzad that he'd give a Heter is, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Mutter, the Heter is still here. Light of Echein Movi. Same thing you have a Movi that had three walls to it. And how were you matter to carry? Because you had a lechi and a kaira. Now in the middle of Shabbos, the kaira and the lechi fell down in the middle of Shabbos. It's still the lochom mutorin liyosa Shabbos. For this Shabbos, you are allowed to carry there. Thus, how the first mandiyoma. Why? The asurin lost it lovely. But for next Shabbos, avadu it's also. Divir Reb Yehuda. Azayav Reb Yehuda. So you see, you go boss at the beginning of Shabbos. Since at the beginning of Shabbos there was a lechi, there was a kaira, there were good mechitzes, it's mutter. I in the middle of Shabbos the mechitzes break down a little bit, still it's mutter. Thus how Reb Yehuda. Reb Yosi Yoimenein, in mutarim loisa Shabbos, mutarim loisa lovely. Reb Yeki comes to say that since it's osir for next Shabbos, it's still osir for this Shabbos. He also can't make a difference. It's Mamonashach. If you want to say it's mutter for this Shabbos, you have to say it's mutter for next Shabbos also. No, v'yim asurim lo lovely. But pshita, since for next Shabbos avadim it's possible. Because the mice, you have no lechi now for this movi. You have no kura now for this movi. Or v'zoy asurim lo yis Shabbos. So pshita avadim is still also for this Shabbos. Avad asurim lo yis Shabbos. That's Reb Yosi Shita. So who you see is told in the same athletics. To be go boss at the beginning of Shabbos. That's Reb Yehuda's Shita. Therefore, since the beginning it was a good mechitza, it was a good mavui, it's mutter. And Reb Yosi says, no, you go bosser right now. Now that the lechi came down, it becomes osser. It's the Chur Lema, Rav Huna, the Yomak Reb Yehuda. Rav Huna says, you go bosser at the beginning of Shabbos. Holds like Reb Yehuda, you go bosser at the beginning of Shabbos. Reb Yitzchok, that says, you go bosser during, that if one person dies, now it becomes osser. The Chur, the Yomak Reb Yosi. He goes like Reb Yosi, that says, now if the mavui lost its lechi, lost its kaira, it becomes osser. So, who the machlekes amaroyim have told this machlekes tanoim? Trashi mutarim liyosu Shabbos. The Armin hoyo v'hutru hutru. We have Yosu Omar in mutarim. And before she perak kolagagnes, we have Yosu liiser. Yosu means to ask. Rochi koma. Kishem shasrum liyosu lo v'kach asrum liyosu Shabbos. Alma le'armin hoyo v'hutru hutru. Could Rav Yitzchok? You see, you don't say oh hoyo v'hutru hutru. So, who you see it's machlekes tanoim here. So, the Gemara maybe no. Ad kan loy kam Reb Yosi Hossam. When does Reb Yosi say that you don't say, you don't go boss at the beginning of Shabbos, but you say since the lechi came down, now it's osir. Ad kan loy kam Reb Yosi Hossam elo diles nayel mechitzes. I tell you, here it's worse. Here the lechi came down in the middle of Shabbos, you have no fourth mechitza there. Or here the bias, the two walls caved in. So you don't have good mechitzas now. Where it's a chsern in the mechitza, then avadi go bosser right now. Abaholcha, Alva Friedrich Isharla. There you made a good mechitzas all around. The mechitza didn't cave down. It's the only question, you made too big of a mechitzas. So Matkhilu the Shabbos, you had three people there, we say it was mutter. Now that one person dies, you want to say it becomes osa now, because you only have two people, maybe no, there is moedis to mutter. Abhochi is nai le mechitzos. Since the mice of the mechitzos are still up, just that the people became less. Maybe the Rabbi Yossi is also maskim that about the beginning of Shabbos, he had three people there, was mutter to carry. It's still mutter to carry now. When does Rabbi Yossi say you go boser right now? Where it's a chson and the mechitzis, where the mechitzis fell down. That's a big absurd. But in our case, where you have the mechitzis going around, the shesi going around, it's only a chson that one person died. Maybe there is moida hayav hutru hutru. Vayter Rabbi Yitzchok Amar Rabbi Yitzchok say, Ano di Yamra fil Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yitzchok says, no, you go boss of the urine. It means now that one person died, you only have two people here, it's Osir. I even go according to Rabbi Yehuda. I have Yehuda here says by the Mavri, since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the Lechi, it's Hutter. Is that kind of like Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hossam? When does Rabbi Yehuda say that you go boss at the beginning of Shabbos? Elo di Yisnailad urine. Our component, people were living there. As according to Rabbi Yitzchok, the Iker is where people live there. But since the beginning of Shabbos, you already lived in this Chosar. You already lived in the Bayis. You already lived in the Movi. Since you started to live there at the beginning of Shabbos, that's why it's Hutter the whole Shabbos, because the urine is still there. Abahokal is not the urine. According to Rabbi Yitzchok, the Iker is the people have to be there to use the Mechitza. But now that the beginning of Shabbos, you have three people using this Mechitza, which was Mutter. But now that one person died, you don't have enough to use the Mechitza. I'll tell you, Nechlaim attack with Chosar. Even according to Reb Yehuda. So the kids of the Machlekes Amoraim are not totally the Machlekes Hanoim. Both Amoraim said that his sheet goes according to both of the Tanoim. Well, there are two different Machlekes. Either Mechitzas are worse, because there you're missing the Mechitzam, Mashenkim Bayos, you have the good Mechitza. Or the Yitzchak says, no, the Ikri is to have the Diurin, people there. So here, when the house caved in, Akoporim, you have the people living there. That's why it's Hutter. Mashenkim Bayos, if one person died, you don't have the Diurin, there it's worse. The last Chacham in the Mishnah said you can make the Mechitza from either one, either Shesi or else Orin, either one. For the Gemara, Hainal Tanakama. The Chur asked the same Chacham as the Tanakama. First, the Mishnah said, did Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said there's only a Hefer for Shayoro and not for Yochid. Then it says, Chacham Moimrim, though, Ledibu Bashoro Elabahoiva. The Chacham said, no, the Mishnah only says Shayoro because that's the usual case. But who adin for Yochid can make any type of a mechitza? So that was one chacham that said that a Yochid can make any mechitza, even a shesi or an oruv. So what do we need another time to come at the end of the Mishnah to say, the chacham moimrim echad mishnei devarim. The chur atzah hainu hach, that's tanakama. What do we have to say it two times for? And the gemara ikra benayo Yochid b'yishiv. Now if kuminer is a Yochid where he's home at his house, not that he's out, not out camping, outside traveling, but he's at home. That's enough kumina. Can a yochid at home, can he also make these bad mechitzes of just shesi or yerev? So drash ike b'nai yochid b'yishim. The tana kama de kama. Ledibu b'shayor ala b'hoiva. Ulielom yochid nami muter. I'll tell you dafka yochid dumi de shayorom. He's talking about dafka de b'derech. When he says, the Tanakhama says that a Yochid could also make it, but he has to be in the same matzav as the Shayorim. That means that he's traveling around. Since he's traveling, then the Rabbanim will make it. He would be at home, maybe there we wouldn't be make it. The Yochid lasts mechitza again. Since you're at home, make it ready good mechitzas. Dafka shesi v'orif. Rabbon of Asroi, but the last Rabbon of the Mishnah, Amos the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda called Mahadri. They call me Eina Mechitzas. Loi Baderek, Loi Yishuv. He says in Loshin, it's not called a Mechitz at all. Yamalei Rabbon answer back, no. Echot Mishnei Devorim, Oi Shesi, Oi Orif. Mechitzahi. You can make your Mechitza either just from strings or just from Kanim going up. Echot Yochid, Vyechot Rabbin, Bein Baderek, Bein Yishuv. So that's an Afkamina that the last Chachamim is a bigger Mechel. Halacha we hold about we hold the Maisa like Rabbi Yehuda, that even a Yochid, if he makes these mechitzas, he can't make it more than a Beis Hasayim. More than a Beis Hasayim taker it's usur, even for Yochid, even when he's outside camping. Now the only time you have effort to make more than a Beis Hasayim is if you have three people. When you have three people, then we hold you can make it as big as you want, but providing you don't have an extra Beis Hasayim. So the Mishnah. Arbo Dvorim Potru B'machne. When people go out to have Muhammad, go out to have a fight, the Rabbanu will make on four things. Trashi B'machne, Yoytzila Muhammad. They will make on four things. Mevi'in Eitzim Mikom Mokim. You're allowed to take wood wherever you find it. There's no Shail of Gezel. Trashi Mevi'in Eitzim V'in Choshim Gezel. You're out fighting in the woods, and you need wood. You're out fighting in the woods, and you need wood to make a fire. You're allowed to take the wood, even though it belongs to somebody. There's no Issa Gezel. Tikkun the Rabbanu. They don't have to wash the hand. Before they eat bread, they don't have to wash the hand. So Rabbanu will make if you're out fighting, you don't have to have tilsh yadayim before you wash, before you eat. They're potter from demai, they're allowed to eat demai. It's a suffix if you bought tfuah from an amhoritz. And you're a suffix if you took off maisus and that, you're allowed to give it to an army man. If they're out fighting on Shabbos, they don't have to have an eruv v'chatzeres. The drashi mil erev eruv lechatzeres. Rabbanu will make the ladder be metalkel even without an eruv lechatzeres. As a matter, they have the dal mechitzes around them. They're in apartments, but they didn't make an eruv lechatzeres. Still, it's mutter. In mekifu elu vielu umechitzes maspekas b'nayim v'yesham pesach ein tzrichim lerev. If they made good mechitzes, just to have a pesach between the two chatzerim, and they didn't make an eruv chatzeris, the Rabbanu will make it by the army men. They don't have to make an eruv chatzeris. So the Gemara. Tana Rabbanu, machne hayotis lamuchamas rishus. When you go out to have a muchamas rishus, Rashi muchamas rishus means stam muchamas rishus. Most muchamas that the Yidden did were muchamas rishus. Mi muchamas Yeshua v'yelch. After the Mechemes of Yeshua, when they captured Eretz Yisrael, Shehi hoist the Mechemes Mitzvah. His capturing Eretz Yisrael, that was called the Mechemes Mitzvah. But after that, the Mechemes, most of them are called Mechemes Rishus. So if you go to have a Mechem of a Rishus, that means time the enemies come to you. You have to protect yourself to go out to fight back. Is Mutarim Begezel Eitzim, Yuvashim. You're allowed to go in the fields and steal, like take wood, even dried out wood. Trash Eitzim Yuvashim, Choshchein Lach, Mabad if they're wet woods. We have Yehuda ben Tamer Omer, Avchaynim b'chol mokim. They're allowed to camp wherever they want, any property. God can't throw you out of his property. Ogumokim shenorgu shom nikvarim. If they're killed wherever they're killed, that's where they get buried. That's the mokim kfur. Tzadigimara, mutarim begezel eitzim yivashim. There's a new takon. If you go out to have mochama, you're allowed to take wood, even though it's dried out wood. For the Gemara, high takon to the Yeshua heavy. This was a friedika takonim that Yeshua made. The Yom Amar, we have the Gemara Baba Kama that says, Asara Tanoim Hisno Yeshua. Yeshua made 10 Tanoim when the Eden first came to live in Eretz Yisrael. He made 10 Tanoim to the people living in Eretz Yisrael. She Yomarim Bechorshim. They made a takono that if you own the forest, you have to let people come in and pasture their fields, their behemoths there. And since in the forest you don't use the grass anyway, so you might as well let somebody come in and pasture there his behemoths. Rashi Asara Tanoyin Vababakama Perak Muba Shemar Bechoshim Shei Kol Odom Moilech Bei Moisev Lirois Biyar Shechaveroi. You'll have to take your animals and let them graze in the forest of your friend. V'lo Yakvid Balayar. And the owner of the forest should not be Makvid. Hushum Dalav Lekzirikoi Mamanashuk. In the forest, you're not going to use that grass anyway. It's like Zen Nenem Zele Choser was at the Konos Yeshua. You can't be Makvid. You have to let people come in and be Chorish there. O malaktim eitzin misa v'sayim. You're allowed to gather together wood from other persons' soda. So this lav dafka for mochama. This is anybody he was mekel that you shouldn't be makbed on the twigs on your ground. You can let somebody come and take away the twigs. So Kurtz Shlira, why does our Mishnah say it's a new takona by mochama? And there Yeshua made a takona for anybody. The Teretz is hosam b'his mibhigi. Yeshua made a takona for mamish poshta twigs that has no use. That's where he's making anybody can take it. Here that the corner is, even though you have a good piece of wood, that the Chura, the buyer them wants it, still, b'shas mukhama, then we say not supposed to be makvid, and you're supposed to let the army men take their wood. In army, another terrace says, Hosam b'mechuborim, hocha betlushim. Trashi, hocha betlushim, it's cut off already. Afa pisha tlushim, habaylim lutzorkan hesek. Even though the Biden cut off the wood already for his own purpose, use it for firewood, still, v'yeshpe mishum gezel, I would think is an isa gezel, eitz lacherim, mutli anchi machana. His here, they made a new takona, v'yalt fighting, mochama, you're allowed to take wood that the Biden already chopped off the tree. Even though he chopped it down to use for his firewood, the Rabbana will make it, you could use it for yourself. Yeshua only made a takona, you're allowed to pull off the wood off the trees. That's all. But if the Bailam already cut down the wood to use for himself, al takonas Yeshua, you're not allowed to take somebody else's wood. You're only allowed to take somebody else's wood when it's still on the tree. Here, Mishum Machna, when you're out fighting, the Rabbanan gave a new kula, that you're allowed to even go to the Bailam and take away his wood that he cut down already. Inami Hosam Balachim Ochib Yavashim. The Yeshua was only made called by Lachim wet wood, very fresh wood, it's not so good yet. Mashing Ochib Yavashim. Here they're even make of the wood already dried out, this good wood. So Takonis Yeshua would be also to take somebody else's dried out wood. But here, Mishum Machama will make it, even though it's dried out wood, you're allowed to take it. We have Yehuda ben Tamer Omer, Av Choynim B'chomokim. When the army men, they're allowed to encamp wherever they want, they can put up their tents and stay there for the night. V'chomokim Shinerogim Shom Nikburim. Wherever they get killed, that's where they're supposed to have the Kfura. For the Gemara Pshita, Avadi, you bury them where they were killed. L'chura meis mitzvah. This is called the meis mitzvahu. U meis mitzvah lachar is kainim akaimai. There's about zundra lach. Anytime a meis mitzvah, wherever you find him, a lachar is he's kainim akaimai. Wherever you find him, you're supposed to bury him there. So it's not dafka takana by muchomo, it's takana for any mace mitzvah. Rashi meis mitzvah barmash beitz v'skoinim akoin moyim. Echad miyuk tanoim shisni yeshuhu. This is also one of the ten tanoim Yeshua made. That a meis mitzvah, you find somebody dead in the middle of the street, you're supposed to bury him there. So what's the chiddushia of anshei mechoma? And the Gemara lo tzricha afagav the is lekoivim. That Torah says we're talking about an army man that was mace, and he's not a mace mitzvah. He has kroivim. He has people that would take care of him. So now if you find a mace that he has kroivim taking care of him, he's not called a mace mitzvah. You have to take him to the place where the kroivim want to bury him. Mashenkin, if the person died b'shas mechama, then the nutakon, you bury him where he was mace. Shrashi disle kroivim. Sheyesh lo yorshim, means he has yorshim to take care of him. The Tanya, we learned. A zehu mace mitzvah. What's called a mace mitzvah, somebody that's mace? And it's a bazundu aloch upon a mace mitzvah. Tremendous chus to bury a mace mitzvah. Kol she'em le'kovrim. Means he has no yorshim, nobody to take care of him. Kareya, you call. Ve'acherim oinim oisai. But let's say you give a shraya, somebody's mace, who's going to take care of him? And ve'acherim oinim oisai. And other people do come to say, yes, we'll take care of him. Like we're his kroivim. Or we're his good friends, we'll take care of him. Ain't the mace mitzvah. That's not called a mace mitzvah. As the mace mitzvah means nobody's there to take care of him. So if you go take care of him, it's about zundu alach of an amazing mitzvah, tremendous mitzvah, then we say it's kainam akaimai. Wherever you find that mace, you're allowed to bury him there, al takonis Yeshua. Here the words are talking about where an army man was mace. And you come out, who's going to take care of him? Yes, he has kroivim that will come and take care of him. So al mace mitzvah is not cool. Still, there's a new takona that an army man that was mace, you could bury him exactly where he was mace. I don't know what's a lucky you have to do with him. I just mean it's reshus. You're allowed to. Even though you don't own that makam, you're allowed to bury him there. But if you want to bury him someplace else, this time you could bury him someplace else. It's just a takana though, if you find the army man here on somebody's property, you have a heter to bury him right there. The chermon makam ain't a meis mitzvah. Vaitu meis mitzvah koine mekoine. Now, we're saying though, but a meis mitzvah also has this takana. Somebody's meis and nobody takes care of him, you're allowed to bury him exactly where he was meis. Is this true? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa. Hamoit say mace. If you find a mace, even a mace mitzvah, muto besarki is lying in the middle of Rishus Rabim. Trashi derech fusha, a derech that people use a derech. People go down the street. You find the mace in the middle of the street. Is alocha maf ninhu liyamin. You have to asartia. You have to move him to the right of the street. Oyle smol asart. You also have to move him to the left side of the street. In other words, you can't bury him where you find him, but you have to move him, either to the right or to the left. So this is the kasha. You see a mace mitzvah, you don't bury. You don't have the right to bury him where you find him. Here it says you have to move him to the sides. We'll soon see a posh teretz here. By the sada bor, the sada near. Let's say on both sides, one has a field that's bor means wasn't plowed. The sada near. On the other side, there's a sada that was plowed. So if you bury him in the plowed sod, you master the baila more than if you bury him in the sod that wasn't plowed yet. So mele machninu the sodabur. Then Avadi is supposed to put him to the side that has the field that wasn't plowed over yet. And bury him there, you're not master the baila so much. By the sod near the sodazura, let's say one side of the street has a field that was plowed, but the other side has a field that Amish has there, you already planted there already. Like it's more than just plowed, you already planted. So vaitam if ninu was sodden near, then Avadi is supposed to push him to the right side to the field that's just plowed, because it's not such a big hefsid as if you would bury him on the other side, in the sod that has mamish zera, it's growing already. Vaito yushtayim nearus, let's say both sides, the sod is, are both plowed. Shtayim zruyus, both sides, the fields are both growing already. Shtayim boris, whereas both sides, the fields are empty, it wasn't plowed either yet. Then mafaninu l'choruach shiitza, you can take him to whichever side you want. But I call upon him, you see, you don't bury him exactly where you find him. And here we're saying it's at the Konos Yeshua that a mace mitzvah is kaina makaimai. Wherever you find him, you have a right to bury him there. And the Gemara poshit. Omar avveboi hocha b'meis mutal ala meitzer askinim. We're talking about now the mace is mamish mutal in the walking place, where people walk in that street. So mainly you can't bury him where people walk over it. To bury him exactly where you find him on the street where people walk, you can't, because you're afraid Kahanim will walk over. It's a walking place. You don't want Kahanim to walk over him and they'll become Tamei. So once you can't bury him exactly where you find him, the male of the din is you have to move him, so you move him to the side, move him to a private place, to a sodah. Then which sodah do you do? Those are the Friedrich Alochis. Do to a sodah that gives the less hefsit to the violent. Sidrashi, Bimei Shemutal Alameitzer, Shemushka Beroycheva Derech, he's lying mamish along the width of the streets. the meitzla meitzla from one side of the street to the other side of the street. Mitzach shenitlum shuslef noisoi. Here, the churi, you have to move this meitz mitzvah to the side. Mevnei kahanim, because you have kahanim there. V'yoyisei tyrus, because people do tyrus. Shlo yihilu olov. You don't want them to be mile over them. As melo mefninu l'choru achshiyirtza. Habizoy, you can find him to every side you want. Beinachlam, if you find the meitz mitzvah not in the middle of the street, wherever you find him, is aloch, you have a right to bury him where you find him. That's only a meis mitzvah. Here that the kind of the chiddush of our mishnah was, but the army men, even though they're not a meis mitzvah, even though they have kravim that will take care of them, still you have a heter to bury them wherever you find them. Weiter. Upturim rechitzus yadayim. It's a new heter now that the rabbanu will make when you're in the army fighting, you don't have to wash until shadayim. Omer Rabbaya, loishanu elamayim rishonim. The rabbanu will only make, you don't have to wash your hands before you sit down to eat. Mayim rishonim they will make alone. But to wash mayim achreinim after you have your sudda, before your bench, to wash your hands, that's a chayva, that's mochumra, that you have to do even mishas the army. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, mifnei ma omru mayim achreinim chayva. What's so important about mayim achreinim? Why is it called a chayva? Mifnei shemelech stoimis yesh, because there's a special type of salt that comes from stoim shemesam esenayim. Poshit it is sakona that salt, if it get into your eyes, it can make your eyes blind. So about the Guman HaGemari was a minute that after you got finished eating, they used to dip their hands into the salt. They would tovel their hands into the salt. And then it's very shchiach, you put your hands to your eyes. So your hands would put that salt into your eyes. So therefore there was a chayva that when you get finished eating, after you put your hands into the salt, there was a chayva to wash off your hands so that you should not be mazik your eyes. Shrashi shemelech stoimus yesh. V'omer rabbonin e'acha kol achiloscha echo melech. After all you're eating, at the end of a suda, you're supposed to eat salt. Or mishum melech shetovu b'yetzvo, the about that the corner was at the end, to stick your hands into the salt and eat, is tikno mayim achreinim. Therefore the rabbona made a tekon, you should bedafka wash mayim achreinim, to make sure to get that salt off your hands. Omer Rabbaya, Zok Tabaya, or mishtakchat kekurta b'kura. It means even though we're only afraid of special salt that comes from Zdoim, we're talking about normally you have regular salt, doesn't come from Zdoim. So how much of this Stoim salt would be mixture in a big kur of salt, even a kekurta? Kekurta means a little kernel, a little crystal of salt, the kur, and a big kur of salt, that's all you'll find there. Still it's awesome, still you have to wash your hands. Trash kurta bakura. The kur melech, you have a big kur of big measurements of salt, yeshmat moise melech zdoimis. Kemin kurvet cotton. Mamish a small crystal, like a small piece of melech zdoim you have there. And Omale no Nushar now. Omale Ravacha braid the rubber. Ravashi. Kailo milchamai. Let's say somebody's not eating. He's just measuring out salt. He measures salt. He's making packages of a pound of salt. Mai. Does he have to wash his hands after he got finished working with the salt? Omale, like Holami boy, hey, Pshita, he has to wash his hands. If no reason why you have to wash your hand is today that you should not touch the salt should not get to your eyes. So if you're working with salt, Pshita, you have to wash your hands after you get finished working with the salt. Shrashi, Kaila Milchamai, Modad Melech Lechamorim. You're measuring off salt to give to your chamor. Tzarech Lit Yodav Aloy. Kol Shchein is Dinit Tzarech. That Avad, you have to wash off your hands. If those worries, it's a sakona. So we don't want you to have the sakona. Avad, you have to wash your hands. So Tav Toysis says, Mayim Achreinim Choyvam. So Toysis, Achshav Lernogo Mayim Achreinim. But Zman Azed is not such a chiyuv to wash Mayim Achreinim. Why? Eshkin's Dain, Melech Zdeim is Motzi Bneinu. Eshkin, we don't have this Melech Zdeim with us anymore. It's not around anymore. So you don't have the sakona anymore. Inam, another reason is, Lefi Shein Onu Regilim, Litpo Let's Boisim Bemelech Achrachilu. Our meaning now is not to dip our hands into salt. And some of the reasons is because even though the Gemara Bracha says after all the achilah should have salt, but b'zman is there, all our food has salt inside it. That's in that time they didn't cook with some salt. But haikman, everything we have throughout the sud, you always have some salt in your food. So mice, you do eat salt with your food. Therefore, we're not knowing at the end of the meal to dip your hands into the salt. But since we're not knowing to dip your hands into the salt, you don't have the reason in the Gemara to wash the mayim achreinim. So the kids, lalach is brought down though, the Avadi still should wash mayim achreinim. The minig is still to do it. But I call upon him, the ikka din chayva, it's not a chayva anymore, his man is there. The yekis, meaning is not to wash my machreinim, that's why it's totally shenim and hogim ready, his man is there. Some people are knowing not to, but the Porsche the Mechabah still says, there's a mitzvah to still wash mayim achreinim. I call upon him the chumra, the din of chayva, says in the Gemara, that you don't have the zman is there. Could still be a minig to wash mayim achreinim, the zman is there also. But, umidmai, The next takon of the Gemara says is by demai. The Rabbanu will make up for demai. You're allowed to give the tefuah you bought from an Amoritz. You give to the army men. So the Gemara did not. There's enough in the Mishnah in Peya. Machilin and Peyor in demai. There's enough in the Mishnah demai. There's none. Machilin esonim demai. The Rabbanu will make up. If you have the demai, that's this peiris you bought from an Amoritz, you're allowed to give it to an oni. An oni is allowed to eat it. Because really, that the Amoratim took off Trumas and Mises. It's only a chumra with the Rabbanah not to eat it. So the Rabbanah will make up by an oni, you're allowed to eat demai. You're allowed to give the army men an aksanoi as a drashi chayil, an army man. Habol amel, they come to the course of a king. Yisrael, lilochim, aleveim. They're coming into the town to fight for us. Yisrael amheim, they're eaten. You're allowed to give them demai teeth. You're allowed to give an aksanoi, an army man, demai teeth. The Rabbanah will make them. Number of Huna, Tona, the law is like this. That's Beshama Shita. That you're not allowed to give demai to an oni or to an asanoi. But Beshilu Shita is, Machil Nesanoim demai. You're allowed to give an oni demai. Viasachsanoi demai. You're allowed to give asanoi also demai. The law about it is like Beshil, like it says in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to give the army men a new kula, you could give them demai. Vaitu Malari. Another takon, another cooler is you don't have to make an eruv chaseris for the army men. B'shas they have the mechama on Shabbos, if they have mechitzas around them, they're allowed to be metalta from one chotzer to another chotzer without an eruv chaseris. Oma Amri Devei Rav Yannai Loishanu Ela eruv chaseris. When will we make all only by eruv chaseris? Like the picture 247. You have the eruv chaseris. You have the camped up the army men on both sides, and you have a pesach in between. So even though they didn't make an eruv chaseris, still, the latter be metalful from one chotzer to another chotzer on Shabbos. But if they want to walk more than a payimam out of the city, that is no heter. Then they warn Mekel that he should be able to walk a payimam out of the city on Shabbos. Without an eruv tchumim, they warn Mekel. Why? The Tani Rabbi Chia loikin al eruv tchumim devar Torah. Hey, this issa not to walk out of the city a payimam is an issa diraisa. Some Rishonim learn that what's awesome with the rice has to be at least Yud Beis Mil. It has to be the same shear as the Machna was in the Midbar, Yud Beis Mil. But call upon him, if you walk a certain distance out of the city, you're over in Issa the Raisa, and you mamish get Malkus for it. Because since it's a Chomadik Yis, it's awesome with the Raisa, that's why the Rabbanon warned Nekol by the army men. Mashenke and Eruv Chatzeris, since here Lamaisi, you have Dalad Mechitz all around. It's only a shalom from one chotzer to another chotzer. It's awesome with the Rabbanon to be metaltum. Here the Rabbanon will make it. But to walk alpayim more, to walk a chus v'tchum, that's in the right, so there they will more make it. So Drashi loikin al rubi tchumim. The Pasuk says, al yetze ismim koima. You should not walk outside your place. O miyochi yafinim, here will not tchumim. The parak mishir tziu. We'll see later that, we'll see later. From here, we'll learn out there's an issa tchumim from this pasuk. But it's al yetzei ishmim claim you should not walk out of your mokim. That means you yourself should not walk out of the tchum shams. So since it's a gets malchus and it's a deraisa, that's where they more make it. For the Gemara now, mask of Lord Rabbi Yonason, v'chiloikin alav shabal. Why do you get malchus for such a lav? The Torah doesn't say loy. The Torah says al yetzei ishmim claim. So the chura loshin al is not a loshin lav. So chura is not called a lav altogether. So what do you get malchus for? And the Gemara name, Maskul Rav Acher by Yaakov, Elo Meyatoi Bazoi. The Pesuk says, Al Tifnu El Oivos Vele Yedoinim. Don't go to these, the Kishuv Machis, the Oivos and Yedoinim. So the Pesuk doesn't say Loshin Loi. Torah says, Al Tifnu El Oivos Vele Yedoinim. It's Ochanam, you want to tell me, the Loi Loki, that you don't get Malkis? Avad, you do get Malkis. Avad Loshin Al Tifnu, or Al Yetzish is a Loshin like a Lav. It's the same thing the Torah is saying, don't do it. So Avad, if that's a Loshin Lav, you will get Malkis. So Gemara, now Rabbi Yonasan, this is what was Shvet Rabbi Yonasan. How do you say you get Malkus if you walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos? Lav l'chura shenitin li'azaras Mrs. Bezdin. Is this lav l'chura l'haviminer is, this is a lav for Hoitzur also. If you carry Chveitzim out from Rosh Hashanah to Shus Rav on Shabbos, you also learn it out from this Pasuk, Al Yetzi Ishmim Koimai, don't walk out of your Mokim. Now, if you carry a Chveitzim from Rosh Hashanah to Shus Rav, that's one of the Lamates Malachis, and you chayiv Misa. So this is called a lav that shenitin li'azaras Mrs. Bezdin. This lav is coming to warn you. Don't carry your chveitzim outside to Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Then you be chayiv misa. Mas in mail the klal is b'chol lav. Once this lav has is coming, shenitin lazaros mitzvah bezdin is coming to warn you not to do the chet that has the mitzvah bezdin on it. Is ain like a lot. You don't get mafas on this lav. So even though this pasuk of al yetsi ishmim koymoi is also talking about tchumin, don't walk outside the tchum. And there, truth, there's no chiv mitzvah. You walk outside the tchum on Shabbos at most is just a lav, not an issa mitzvah. That's why you do get mafas. But his kasher is, since this lav also includes the yisa hoitzor of carrying chveitzin out of your house to Rosh Hashanah, where there you would get malchus, so who are this?